This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Talks on the return by Iran in the United States to compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal and accord are not going well, in the sense that the United States does not yet have a path back into the deal. That's according to the U.S. National Security Advisor Friday. Negotiators at indirect talks between Iran and the United States had just weeks to reach an agreement on rescuing the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. That's according to European powers and the talks coordinator, as negotiators adjourned on Friday for at least 10 days. Officials said Iran had requested the break while Western powers had planned on staying until Tuesday. The talks have made little discernible progress since they resumed more than 2 weeks ago, for the first time since Iran's hardline president Ibrahim Raisi was elected in June. Iran's envoys have sought changes to the outline of an agreement that had taken shape in six previous rounds of talks, leaving the negotiations largely deadlocked, while Western powers warned that time is running out to rein in Iran's fast-advancing nuclear activities. The UN Human Rights Council voted on Friday to set up an independent investigation into abuses in the Ethiopian conflict after a senior UN official said there had been violations on all sides and mass arrests under a government crackdown. The resolution brought by the European Union and backed by Western states passed despite objections from Ethiopia, which dismissed accusations of abuses and said it had already cooperated in investigations into the year-old war. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal appeals court panel ruled that President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate for larger private employers can take effect. Friday's 2-1 ruling from a panel of judges on the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals reverses a lower court ruling that had paused the requirement. Republican-led states and conservative groups have been challenging the rule, which would apply to companies with at least 100 employees and affects some 84 million workers across the U.S. They had vowed to appeal Friday's ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. The mandate was originally scheduled to take effect January 4th. Pfizer said Friday it was changing plans and testing 3 doses of its COVID-19 vaccine in babies and preschoolers after the usual 2 shots did not appear strong enough for some of the children. Pfizer announced the change after preliminary analysis found 2- to 4-year-olds did not have as strong an immune response as expected to the very low-dose shots the company is testing in the youngest children. It's disappointing news for families anxious to vaccinate their tots. Pfizer had expected data on how well the vaccines were working in children under 5 by year's end, and it's not clear how long the change will delay a final answer. Indonesian authorities raised the alert level for the highest volcano on Nava Island, saying that the Mount Semeru could blow up again after a sudden eruption earlier this month left 48 people dead, 36 missing, and villages that were buried in layers of mud. Indonesia's geological agency said Saturday it picked up increasing activity that could trigger an avalanche of lava and searing gas, similar to the December 4th eruption, which was preceded by heavy monsoon rains that partially collapsed a lava dome on the mountain. About 8 million cubic meters of sand from the volcano's crater clogged the river, which is the path of the lava flow, Energy and Mineral Resources Minister said. A week after a deadly tornado outbreak, families of the victims are still processing the terrible death toll. Authorities on Thursday found the body of a Kentucky teenager who had been missing. Nissa Brown was the 7th member of a family to die in the tornado that hit Bowling Green last week, and family and neighbors say they are reeling. Elsewhere in Kentucky, Jason Kuman has been gathering mementos from the debris of the home of his mom and aunt. The sisters were Dawson Springs fixtures who had worked at a funeral home and helping others through their grief. At least 92 people have been confirmed dead across multiple states after more than 40 tornadoes pummeled a wide area. Officials say 77 people died in Kentucky alone. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.